Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today I have a treat for you. We are going to be speaking to Marlene M. Bryan. Marlene is an inspirational speaker, author, and business coach, and she is going to talk to us today on the topic, How to Become a Diamond by Finding Your Purpose. Welcome, Marlene. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Myrna. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. I am so excited about our topic today because I have been doing some research on the four C's, and I am so grateful that you are going to be sharing your knowledge and your research in that topic. It's an excellent topic, so I am very excited for our conversation. In keeping with the theme of the show, I normally like to start off by giving our listeners a tip of the week that corresponds to our topic. So today I am going to be taking the tip of the week from one of the best books I think that's ever been written, and that is from the book As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Mm-hmm. And the excerpt I like that book, right?
Yes.
Yep. And the excerpt is going to be on thoughts and purpose. So according to the author, he says, until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. Those who have no central purpose in life fall an easy prey to petty worries, fears, troubles, and self-pitying, all of which lead to failure, unhappiness, and loss. For weakness cannot persist in a power-evolving universe. Therefore, a man should conceive of a legitimate purpose in his heart and set out to accomplish it. He should make this purpose the centralizing point of his thought. He should make this purpose his supreme duty and devote himself to its attainment, not allowing his thoughts to wander away into ephemeral fantasies, longings, and imaginings. And even if you fail again and again to accomplish your purpose, and you must until weakness is overcome, the strength of your character gained will be the measure of your true success. And this will form a new starting point for future power and triumph. Those who are not prepared for the apprehension of a great purpose should fix their thoughts upon the faultless performance of their duty, no matter how insignificant their task may appear. The weakest soul, knowing its own weakness and believing this truth, that strength can only be developed by effort and practice, will thus, believing at once, begin to exact itself, adding effort to effort, patience to patience, strength to strength, and will at last grow divinely strong. Only by searching and mining for gold and diamonds obtained can man find every truth connected with his being, if he would dig deep into the mines of his soul. Now, the reason I love this passage, of course, because we are going to be talking about mining for diamonds and how it's so important to your purpose. So that was a good segue.
That's an excellent segue.
Thank you. All right. Let me tell you a little bit more about our guest today. As I mentioned, her name is Marlene M. Bryan. She is an inspirational speaker, author, business coach, and president of the Small Business Evolution. So Marlene wants to ask you the question today. Do you remember the day you asked, why am I here? Why was I born? Why don't I know my purpose? And best of all, why me? It's okay to ask the question why, yet some people get hung up on the why and never move forward or take action to put what they have learned into action. Marlene has presented to audiences at educational institutions, corporations, and nonprofit organizations on this very question. She began her career in the telecommunications industry and quickly rose up the ranks to become one of the few black female sales engineer managers in a career predominantly dominated by men. Today, Marlene will share how to get your answers to the question, why, so that you can live your life like a diamond, a life of purpose. Great introduction, Marlene. So, and again, as I said, it's indeed a pleasure having you on the show, and I look forward to our conversation and for me to understand as well, made the connection to purpose and diamonds. Looking forward to our talk. All right, so let's start off by just getting a little bit of history about you. Can you tell us your journey to this point in your career and why you left corporate America to venture out on your own?
Oh, most definitely. I remember growing up every time that my mom would ask, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And not knowing that I was influenced by my mom and my aunts, you see, most of them work in the health care industry, just like most West Indians coming from the islands to migrating here. A lot of them end up in the working in nursing field. So naturally, since they were in the nursing field, Marlene was supposed to go into medicine and become the doctor. And I took that on and went on to school to become this great doctor. But in my junior in college, I realized I didn't go to sleep thinking and dreaming about being a doctor. I always imagined myself in business. Didn't know how I was going to get there, but I just know that my passion wasn't for that. I had volunteered in the hospital. I've even worked in the hospital as a nurse's assistant. And I tell you, I loved the patients and all that, but my passion still wasn't there. So when I left school, I had no clue. No clue where I was going to end up. And I just happened to accidentally fall into telecommunications. I loved the blue glass building I saw when I drove up for my interview. Didn't even know what the job entailed. All I saw was an ad for telemarketing. I didn't know what that was. I just knew that I wanted to explore that. And so I started my career in telecommunications back in the 80s. Remember, I'm only 27, so remember that.
Just a babe, right?
Yeah, just a babe. I walked out of college at 1 year, a year old. But yeah, that's where I started, and I ended up in an industry that allowed me to grow. And yes, it was mainly surrounded by men, but my curiosity came, the engineering side of me or the curious scientific side of me, because most of my undergrad studies was in science, drifted from just not only telemarketing where I was doing my job, but there was always somebody watching and I never knew. And luckily for me, my mother instilled in me certain integrity in terms of work ethics, that you go in there and give your best and keep your head down and move forward. And from that, I didn't know people were watching, so people would tap me on my shoulder and say, hey, you've been doing great over here. I'd like you to move over here. So most of my promotion were not from applying for jobs. It was from people actually tapping me and moving me into position or encouraging me and seeing the potential in me that I didn't even see in myself. In fact, I remember one time one of my first boss called me in, a manager, and he said, you know, you're a leader out there. And I had no clue. I was sitting there grumpy that day. And he said, when you walk in here, Marlene, you're like Miss Sunshine. The whole office lights up. And we work in a
beautiful.
Yeah. But then I was a grumpy person that day. So he said, and when you walk in here like that cloud covering over you, the whole office takes on your mood. But I was surprised. No one has ever called me a leader in that sense. And I said, how could I be? I'm the youngest one on the team. So he got me to stop and look, and he said, you are a leader. I want you to take a look at that, because with leadership come responsibility.
Yeah.
And I went into my cube, and I sat there, and all of a sudden I had people coming to me, Marlene, how do I do this? Marlene, how can I, can you help me do that? And I realized for the first time that he was right, and that, oh, my goodness, I am that leader that I may not have seen in myself. And with that, I knew I had to do better about my attitude, because that's what he was pointing out to me. So most of us don't realize that our attitude gets us where we are, but also we do have gifts and talents that we need to tap into. And from all of that, all I can say is that I was blessed to have great mentors, one, people who saw into me what I didn't see, and people who took the time to invest in me where I am now today. Because I moved from not only that telemarketer to customer support to sales, but also becoming a sales engineer. And then my manager at the time, who is still my mentor today, even though he's retired, we talk. And we had a great chat on Friday, in fact. But
wow.
I just want you to know that, yeah, there are people out there watching you. And when he asked me to be the manager, I resisted. I said, no, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. The guys are better than me. They know more technical stuff than I do. And he told me, you will be the manager, and here's why. You're a people's person, but you also know the technical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he instilled in me the belief that I can do it. And he also told me that as a leader, I must be conscientious of how I treat my people and what I share with them. And sometimes it's lonely to be the leader, but you have to make the right decision and the tough decision that's going to be good for not only the company, but your team and yourself.
So is that what transitioned you to start your business, the Small Business Evolution? And
well, no, I actually was really great, happy, and dumb in corporate America, as I would say. Getting the corporate welfare check was exciting and good. But my dad, one day, my dad was diagnosed in 2008, at the end of 2008 in December, with cancer. And it had metastasized. Am I saying that right? I hope I am. Throughout his body.
Yeah.
And the good news and the blessing was that he really didn't suffer. But during that short time that he found out to the day he passed, I spent quite a bit of time with my dad. And one day I was with him, and I said, Dad, is there anything that you regretted? And he paused, and he looked off for a while, and then he said, yes. And I said, what? He said, I regretted not being who I was created to be.
Wow.
And I said, wow. Wait a minute. At 70 years old, 70, you are now regretting that, and you're sitting on your deathbed and regretting, you know, not being who God created you to be? That's what you're telling me. So I actually stepped back and thought about it. And when my dad passed, I promised myself that I would go out and tell people that you only have one life. Don't live it that you sit on your deathbed and wish that you had done it over differently.
Wow.
Start today to live your life. Start today living your purpose. So as I looked and researched how I could do this and empower others to live the life they're supposed to be, I mean, my dad's dying blessed me. It actually opened my eyes that my purpose, and I knew it, but I never wanted to pay attention to it. I was running from it because of the responsibility that comes with it,
mm-hmm.
was that I am supposed to encourage others and empower others.
Oh,
but that's
wow.
a scary thought, yeah.
Oh, that is so beautiful, because that's my purpose, too, hope and encouragement. That's why I do this
show. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, this is why I always say I'm a connector, and I'm also Barnabas, like the encourager in the Bible. But, yeah, I ran from it for many years, and my dad's dying actually brought me back to it, brought me back home, so to speak, to my purpose.
Okay.
So that's what I'm here.
Story. That's a beautiful mm-hmm. story. I love it. I love it. And, you know, because I'm in this space of purpose and destiny and mission and all these different things, one of the things that I always do for myself and I tell my clients is to do the 80-year rocking chair test. And at 80, when you get to 80 years old and you look back on your life, are you going to have any regrets? And they say that most of the people, just like your dad, regret things that they have not done. So finding your purpose. And again, because we're in this space, we probably come across, I do, a lot of people, and I'm sure you do because you're a coach, come across a lot of people that have the wealth and they have the accomplishments, but they're still very unfulfilled, and that is because they're not living their life in purpose. And one more thing I'll say before we move on. As you were talking your story, I remember my own daughter. My own daughter was in the going to school as a psychologist because she was told that she's good with people, and that's, you know, I think she figured that that's where the money is and all that kind of stuff. And in the middle of that, she was on her way to get her master's degree. She read Nelson Mandela's book, A Long Walk to Freedom, and changed it immediately. Now she's in Washington. She's living her life in purpose. She got her master's degree in political science because being a psychologist was not her passion, just like you. You were doing it, but it's not what you dreamt about.
Exactly.
And, and the last thing I'm going to say on it is whenever you are on purpose, God will open doors for you, and you would not believe,
goodness,
if I were to tell you her story, and your story as well, I'm sure, is that whenever you tap into your purpose, doors will open, just like how those, your bosses tapped you on the shoulder, and you didn't even see it, and, you know, in her particular case, her mind just got opened, and then the door started opening up. She graduated from American University, never even thought that she would get into it because never did a lick of political things in her life. and wrote a statement of purpose and got into the top school.
There you go. And that's the power of it, knowing your purpose and your conviction and your value. You're able to move in that direction. And God will open doors for you. The universe opens up to you.
Yep.
And he said it. He said, ask, seek, knock.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's a powerful thing. And I'm so happy for your daughter. I know that she will go on to do other things that will help not only her, but others around her, because that abundance will overflow onto others.
Yes, that's beautiful. Okay, awesome. All right, well, we have got a great start. I look forward to talking to you because I know that you have a purpose and your purpose is to impart. So we're going to take a quick station break and we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Right back.
Are you longing to feel happy in life? Are you tired of living an uninspired, unenergized, and lukewarm life? If you are ready to live the life of your dreams, feel in control, fulfilled, and driven with purpose, then head over to nakedmoment.com/transform. Where Swami Ramananda will help you to find the missing pieces and become the person you were born to be. You deserve happiness, and you can attain it. With Swami's guidance and the power of an entire community of happiness seekers, you too can wake up happy. Don't know what your perfect life looks like? Can't seem to get out of your own way? Always feel down, filled with fear or guilt? Do you feel like your environment isn't supporting you? Stop feeling like there's no way out. There's one clear step to take, and right now, if you head over to nakedmoment.com/transform, there will be some amazing free bonuses for you to get a head start on your happiness journey. Don't wait. Join a growing community and get happy. Head over to nakedmoment.com/transform.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking to inspirational speaker, author, and business coach. And in our first segment, I had Marlene tell you of her journey and what a powerful story. So I know that you are very interesting to hear more about her purpose and what God has tapped her to do. So as we move into our second segment, Let me ask you a question, because I know it's your specialty, Marlene. How does finding your purpose compare to mining for diamonds?
Oh, great question. So one of the things that I, you know, you study in science and is the different chemical properties and elements on the elemental tables in chemistry. And one of them that really excites me is diamond, not because of the value of diamond, which is awesome anyway, but the fact that it's one of the most indestructible element, and it is used to boring into, you know, tunnels, for into mountains, rocks, and so on. So when I look at the diamond and think about it, I look at it as forming in a very high-pressured thing. So it's formed deep into the belly of the earth where there's so much pressure, and the more the pressure, the beauty of the diamond comes out. And I think of it in make it synonymous to us as human beings. We're forming the deep recesses of our mommy's stomach or womb, I should say. And when it's time to come out, and I don't know about you, but it was definitely high pressure when I was giving birth.
Yeah. Unless they cut it out of you, you got to use that
exactly.
pressure.
But even so, there is pressure.
Yes.
There's
mm-hmm.
still that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's pressure. But you come out, right, and you come out in the rough like a diamond. And so you need these diamond cutters around you, your parents, your teachers, your coaches, your mentors, to help shape you into that beautiful diamond. And that's where I equate that to, you know, mining for diamonds, because you're the person in the rough. And as you go about searching for why am I here, you know, then you start walking in that diamond life in terms of looking at it that way. And we'll go into the four C's later. But I really believe taking the time to appreciate that you are really precious, that you really are valuable, that you can understand that you need to be careful who you put around you, who you allow to cut you, so to speak, and shape you. Because just like diamonds has made up, pure diamonds made up of carbon, but also is coal, right? But the difference between them are the structures, the arrangement of the carbons in the molecules or the elements. And yet, when you get around people, there are people who will help you to shine like the diamond, who really believe in you, who push you and see the potential in you, like some of my coaches did, or my parents, or my mentor and bosses. But on the flip side, you have those people who tell you that you're not good enough, that squash your dreams and say, how dare you dream that? You're dreaming too big. Are you for real? Give me a break. You really think you can do that? Those are the people that will leave you feeling like a lump of coal, not valuable. Those are the people you need to eliminate from your circle and really surround yourself with people who really matter and count. And take stock of who you're around. Who are you spending most of your time around? The old saying, say, birds of a feather. If you are around people who are not, if you're not around the right people, you're going to take on the wrong mindset. And we talk about the, having the right mindset at the top of the hour. So I really believe that when you understand your purpose and find your purpose, it's so much like finding diamonds, because then you see the value and the preciousness of what it is that was placed within you.
Actually, I love that. I love that. I never looked at it that way before, but, you know, a couple of things that you said, they resonated with me, because most people walk around, and it's, you know, self-confidence. In the coaching world, self-confidence is a very big topic, because mm-hmm. very few people have self-confidence. And you said so many powerful things in this little short paragraph here. Is that you, first of all, you said that people have to believe that they are precious, and mm-hmm. most of us don't. And the reason they don't is because of people that have spoken to them and cut them, and mm-hmm. They didn't shine through. So they do feel like a lump of coal. So that is, you know, that was great clarity for me, because I've never heard it put quite that way before. And it's, you know, it's very true, because if somebody is polished you from the minute that you were born and let you know that you're precious and let you know that you were special, those are actually the kids that turn out to be diamonds.
Oh yes,
from the very beginning. true. Yep.
Yes, and I must tell you this. One day my mom told me when I was, I forgot about maybe 10 or 11, she's like, I'm pushing for you. And the reason I'm pushing for you is because your grandmother told me when you were born and she saw you that you're special. I never knew that. I never heard it from my grandmother, but I heard it from my mom. And that set the bar for me to do my best.
Yep. And that's you know, again, talking about my daughter, she's shining like a diamond right now. But we've always told her she was special because we saw it from the minute that she was young and she grew up believing it, even though she does have a bit of a self-confidence issue. And that's because of the people in her life that have cut her other than her parents. You know, so important. I love this. I'm going to use this one.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
It's one of my aha moments. Listen, and I'm going to use that because I can put that in so many different places, you know, when you can take something out and it can go in so many different places. Because, I mean, it's very important. Sometimes it's not your parents. It's your lovers. It's your friends. It's your teachers. It's your boss. There's so many people in life that can cut you.
Yep. And I would tell you what, it's your kids. Because just like your daughters, you don't realize it, but she has an influence on you too. So her striving to do, she makes you her your diamond cutter, I should say, one of them. Yep. And because I say this because my son is one of my greatest diamond cutter.
Wow.
He, when I was thinking about going back for my master's and I was like, oh my God, hon, I'm going. He's like, Mom, you can do it. You promised yourself before I was born that you'd go back after I went off to college.
Wow.
Do it. And then he would review my papers because he writes so much better than I do. He's an awesome writer. And so he would critique my papers and tear them apart. I'm like, this is revenge, isn't it? But he's like, no, I want you to be better. But he did. And guess what? I end up with 80s because my son encouraged me when I wasn't sure, when I was looking, because it was 20-something years in between me going back from my undergrad bachelor's to my master's. But this child of mine became one of my greatest diamond cutters and still is today. When he graduated college and he said, Mom, I'm off to Hollywood. I'm going to be an actor, writer, director. I sat there and I look, I'm like, God bless you. At least you know what you want. And he's known this from he was 12 years old that he wanted to be an actor and that he loved writing.
Is that where he is now?
Oh, he's in Hollywood, yes. He's in L.A.
Oh my God.
And he's doing his thing and writing mini movies.
And
still encouraging me, you know. But the good news is that we have the ability to encourage each other. So I enjoy the relationship, how it has manifested itself where – yeah, I was still the parent, but I've come to respect his way of thinking because I know that the foundation was laid, whether through my mom or my brother or myself, whomever he encountered, his teachers, that the foundation is there for him to be a great diamond and a great diamond cutter. So our kids matter.
Like I said, which is why I love this, you know, they say that you learn from everybody, and I'm a learner, and I'm getting a lot of nuggets from you. You know, I'd never thought of my daughter as a diamond cutter, but I know we have one of the most special relationships, and that we're best friends. And the other day, I was telling her something that I'm going to do, and that little girl asked me, she's not little anymore. She says, "Mom, do you want an accountability partner?" And I said, I know you're laughing, right?
No, I'm loving it because my son is like that.
Other. Yes,
oh, no. When I was thinking of getting my office, he's like, Mom, do you have 20 clients yet? Well, maybe you should think about that, what goals. And so, yes, they keep our feet to the fire, and I love it.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. Well, listen. You know, our children are our greatest joy, and, you know, sometimes they can be the worst, but
yes.
It looks like the two of us have some good ones, so that's awesome. All right, so let me ask you, how does one go about finding his or her purpose? I know that we touched on dreams and passion, but that's just one indicator. What are some of the other indicators, right?
Well, I know I struggled with that when I was thinking about, oh, my gosh, I was sitting at a – workshop in my church, and the visiting pastor was talking about your passion and your purpose. And I'm like, I have no clue what it is. I was thinking, how do you go about that? But one thing he did clue me in was that, what do you burn for? Or sometimes your purpose is a place of pain, you know, something you've experienced, where you can take that lesson and teach someone else about that. That's some of it. But when I really thought about it, I sat down and I started writing down what I enjoy doing, or what I, when I'm doing it, I felt good doing it. And then I went back to my family and friends and asked them, sometimes I ask them five questions. Nick, give me five things that you like about me, that I do well, or that you notice that I do and seem to enjoy doing. And so by going to these people who really care about me, I don't mean the ones who don't care about you, stay away from them. Remember, they let you feel like a cold. The ones who truly like you, like my mentor. What do you admire about me? What do you see that I do well? And then I sit down and compare the what they give me to each other, as well as the list that I've made for myself. And the overarching theme that came back was that I'm an encourager. I love to speak, although my brother say, you love to chat. I mean, the Jamaican ears. So why don't you go out and talk to people? So he actually opened my eyes to the idea that I could be a professional speaker, a paid speaker. And my nephew told me, Auntie Marlene, you're always an encourager. You're an upper, not a downer. I'm like, what, I'm a pill now? And he goes, no. When we messed up, you didn't beat us up. You say, well, how can we fix it? And then you help us by, you know, showing us how to do it. And he didn't say, yeah, you were wrong, and so on. You encourage us to do better. And I was like, wow, he was actually listening. So that will give you a clue, is to go back, take a look at what you enjoy or where you've experienced some difficulties and overcome it, and then have a passion to share that with someone else, and then go back and ask your friends and family and even your associates, what do they admire about you? And take a look at it and see what resonates with you. Start taking action steps to see how you can implement some of that more often.
Right. The top two is where most people go. Don't know a lot of people that went to their family and friends and asked them what they did well, which is, you know, which is one of the things in coaching, because we always have blind spots and we don't know what we do well, just like you being a leader and you had that blind spot because you're only concentrating on what you're doing. But I've heard some powerful stories in the short term, and I mean within the year, of people going from pain to their purpose. And I love Joel Osteen. He was talking yesterday of this is the very last one that I heard, and I'm going to repeat it because I thought it was so powerful, that a 16-year-old boy killed a woman's only son. They were in a bar drunk or something like that, and she had so much pain that, you know, she hated him for a while. Her victim impact statement, when the judge asked her if she wanted him to be tried as the murderer, tried as a juvenile or an adult, you know, she got him to get the maximum sentence, and she held that pain and unforgiveness in her heart for over 10 years. And then she heard a poem regarding Judas and Mother Mary, and how, you know, Jesus's mom forgive Judas's mom, and that opened her eyes to maybe, you know, she should forgive. Anyway, long and short of the story, she went into the prison, forgive the guy. He became like her son that she lost when he came out of prison. She had him come to live in her house, and the two of them now. I know, isn't it powerful? And the two of them now have a very thriving business helping other mothers that have lost their kids. So that is, you know, like I said, I've heard a lot of purpose, especially in the church realm, of people that have moved from pain into something perfect. And that's just, you know, that's just the latest one I've heard. I only heard that just yesterday, and I thought that was a good one. I've heard it, you know, but, you know, the ones that we always, you know, as coaches, we always do is, what do you enjoy doing? Because passion, God puts your passion in you, and it's directly linked to your purpose. The talents that we're born with are directly linked to our purpose. And, of course, he puts pain in your life because pain is the only thing that can actually move you through the process of becoming who you want. Just like you're going to talk about pressure and diamonds, you know, it's the only thing that can move you forward, because you can have all the passion in the world and just sit in your butt until something moves you from there. And it's usually pain, right?
Yeah. Yes, so, yes. And I know that some of my movements, or physical or not, mental shifts even, was from a place of pain.
Yes.
And how do I want to react to it? So I can become a victim or a victor, right?
Yes.
So when you feel that pain, you can use that pain to become the victor.
Yes.
And to help others become the victors, because we can empower ourselves by saying, yeah, that happened to me, but what lessons have I learned from it, and how can I use that now
to help
embolden others to move beyond that place of pain?
Yep. It's, talk about the storms. It's always there to grow you, always, you know.
Yep.
Awesome. Boy, I'm enjoying our conversation.
Me too.
All right. So now let's get to the question of the hour. Tell me more about the four C's of a diamond and how they correspond to our purpose.
Yes. Yeah, so when I thought about the diamond and the fact that the diamond is so indestructible, I thought about also, how do I formulate it to help others grasp how precious they are? So when we go out to buy a diamond, we always look for the four C's, although some people jokingly say there's actually five, and that the last one is the cost, right? The cost. The cost.
I even guess that. Even though I use the wrong word, it's the same thing, price, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing, the cost. But the first thing is that we look at the cut, we look at the color, we look at the clarity, and we look at the carat. And so I use that to say, we already touched on part of the cut. The cut, you're the diamond, so you have to make sure you put people around you that are going to make you shine brighter by cutting you the right way, so you're beautiful. And you also have the ability to really, really hone in on your purpose. So that's the stage of the cut, is that you're not only refining the diamond in you by honing in on your purpose, but surrounding yourself with people, mentors, coaches, friends, who will help you become and shine like that diamond. The second piece is the color. The second C is color. And people may not understand that diamond, when it's all pure carbon, is that beautiful white diamond that you see. But when you have it mixed, the carbon mixed with other elements like nitrogen and boron, that's when it gets that purple, blue, yellow, pink diamond. And people might say that may be a flaw because it's no longer pure carbon. Well, just like us, there are times and things in our lives that people might look at and think, you know, I have a flaw, something's wrong with me, or somebody might say something is wrong with you, you'll never be good because of X, Y, and Z. But here's the thing. How priceless are those pink and blue and yellow diamonds? In fact, if somebody walk up to me today and offer me a yellow diamond, I'm grabbing that diamond.
The celebrities are making them very popular now, like Jennifer Lopez and all the ones that are getting
exactly
yellow diamonds, right? Mm-hmm. In fact,
but
my daughter has a yellow diamond, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's how we are. Yeah. We are priceless. Think about it. In our God's eyes, we are priceless. Just like that yellow diamond is beautiful and gorgeous, we are priceless. We are beautiful. We are created in beauty. And even with things that went wrong with us, whether we were motherless orphans, whether we were in poverty, born in poverty, whether we have learning disabilities or something like dyslexia, or whether we may be with one arm or something that others might see as imperfect, no, we are perfectly created in how we are created to our purpose.
In God's image, too, right?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we must understand that we're priceless. So that's the color. Now the other piece is the clarity. When the diamond, the light hits the diamond, it reflects it beautifully, it refracts it, and you look at that sparkling diamond. That's the transparency of the diamond. We must be transparent about who we are. So when you know your values, when you know that people tell you to do something and it goes against your values and you will absolutely not compromise your value, then you're becoming transparent who you are. People will know who you are. Know that this is Myrna. Myrna is a person who wants to empower people. Myrna is true to her value that she wants to uplift people, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, I think she's like this, or she acts like that. No, because they don't know. They may say, I think, or she acts. But when they know you, they will know your, who you are. So knowing who you are starts with you and within you and what your value systems are. And compromising and living against our values make us unhappy. I remember I was doing a job for someone, and I was so uneasy with the job because I really didn't believe in this guy's business etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
I was so unhappy because it went against my values. I didn't feel good sitting there. So I'm like, why do I get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, drive an hour to go work at this company when I don't feel and believe in what he's doing? I don't trust him. That went against my values.
Yep.
And so I was unhappy, and I had to say, wait a minute, this is insanity. I need to stop it. So I tendered my, you know, I said, no, I can't work for you anymore. I'm going to go up and do what I need to do, which is, you know, live according to how I was created to be. And
yep.
It freed me. It lifted that weight off of me. And so many of us sit in positions and situations that are against our values and wonder why we're unhappy when we have the power.
Well, because they let fear hold you, and that doesn't ever take you anywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Right. Nope. So I say move away from that. And finally, the carrot. The greater the diamond, the bigger the diamond, the greater the value of the diamond, the carrot value. So how do we become valuable to others? That's our value, right, is when we empower ourselves and others, when we give people and lift up those who cannot lift themselves up, when we become valuable to them by showing them their value and focus on them, when we stop focusing on the me, and how we can empower others, and when we do our best to be our best, then the abundance will overflow onto others so we can help them. But like my mom said, you can't help others till you help yourself, you know, the old saying. So you have to
put on your mask
first.
Right?
You.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to put on your mask first. And that's she would say to me, Marlene, you're wearing your mask? And I'm saying, oops, okay. Yeah, I need to make sure I'm the best I could be for that person, but also I can stop to lift somebody up and to build them up. I'm not talking about a handout. I'm talking about a hand up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's
too.
The four C's. And when you wrap them all together and you work this system, that's what I call living a diamond life. That's when you, on your, looking back, as you say, in your rocking chair, and looking back over your life, and you said, okay, I'm ready to transition on to the next chapter because I did what I was happy about doing,
beautiful.
About helping others, and I'm satisfied.
It's beautiful. I love it. It's a very, very good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this beautiful diamond, first of all, is created into cold by a heavy pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's refined, and we are not born islands. There's people in our lives that is going to shape us and it's going to refine us. And the refining actually never even stops. It continues. You know, the most important refining is done, you know, I think before you get to 21. But there's people in your life that can still refine you. Like, I'm being refined now, and I'm in my 50s. So, you know, it's and then, you know, I love what you said about the color, that people might look at something about you, or you might look at something about yourself, and see imperfection, but it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, yeah. I've heard a lot of people, you know, when we grew up, you know, from the West Indies, people would look at your complexion, you know, and mm-hmm. say, well, or someone might look at something in their body, whether it's their butt or their breast or their nose or their whatever
it is. Nose or their mouth, lips,
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. But, you know, all those things that people used to say, well, their parts made them ugly, is now what everybody wants to make them beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
in the olden days, you're right. If a diamond was not bright and clear or whatever, it was considered to be flawed. But now people are looking at those same things, just like us, and saying, mm-hmm. oh, it's beautiful and it's become desirable. It's very true. So,
yeah.
I love that. And then, you know, transparency. Transparency is a big thing. I mean, I read the book Conversations with God, and he was saying
mm-hmm.
that, I'm a power reader. You know, I read and read and read. And, you know, one of the things
Same
I
here.
Do now is that I read so that
mm-hmm.
I can share. But before, yeah. I was reading just for my, you know, my growth. But what he said that I liked about transparency there is that if you live your life and you can't share it, that means you know that you're doing something wrong. If you've got to hide anything that you're doing, you're not living because your conscience is telling you need to hide it. But if you can be transparent about everything, he's talking
yeah.
about even telling people how much your company makes and things like that. Instead of hiding it, you just be transparent about everything. And, so that's pretty good. And then, of course, the carrot. When I was researching this particular topic, I mean, in the olden days, you see these women walking around with these big old rocks, and they're millions of
mm-hmm.
dollars. But you can
yep.
actually have a small diamond because of all the cut and the color and the clarity and all that. That's more expensive than a big one. Right?
Exactly, exactly. It's the purity
so
of
it's
it.
Not always, exactly. It's not always... how big it is, that's the more valuable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yep.
very, very good. I love it. So, I'm hoping, that our listeners that are listening that, my intention is for somebody that's listening to, you know, have this aha moment of, yeah, this is important. Every single part of the diamond that
yes.
can relate to some aspects of my life that I can change or I can think a little better. Because, you know, your perception is really reality.
So yes,
how you
it
perceive
is.
It. Yep, mm-hmm. how you perceive it. So that's awesome. All right, well, let's take another quick station break, and we'll be right back with our final segment of our show. Stay tuned.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and we have been having such a wonderful conversation with inspirational speaker, author, and business coach, Ms. Marlene M. Bryan. And her background as an engineer has opened the topic for us to talk about the qualities of a diamond. And it has been a very enlightening conversation, even for me. So, Marlene, that was a great segment. So as you wrap up, let's tell our audience what's in the works for you going forward.
Well, I know that I do have my business, Small Business Evolution, as I've mentioned. I'm also a public speaker. One of the speaking gigs that's coming up in June here on the last month, Saturday of June, the 24th, at the Sheridan Library in Pembroke Pines. We will be having an empowerment session for people. It's called Engineering Your Exceptional Life. And it starts at 11 a.m. at the library, ends at 1:30. It's free to the public. You can visit my website, MarleneMBryan.com, and learn more and connect with me. You can also purchase my book there. There's a link to take you to my book, Live a Diamond Life, A Life of Purpose. And it's all about finding your diamond cutters. I think it's so important in the first journey in understanding your purpose. So you have to identify the diamond cutters, your coaches and mentors. I also have another book that I co-authored with my aunt, who's 85. I'm so excited. We wrote a book together, a book of poetry, and it was a blessing for me to work with her. And we are so alike. We were born in December, and we share the love of words. The other thing I want my audience to understand is the final word I want to share with you is that if anything you take today, I want you to know that no matter where you are today, you can start from there. Work with what you have. Take a stock of who is around you and understand that you are created with talents and gifts that leads to your purpose. You can use those like I have and many people who I've spoken to and coach have done to move towards living that dream or fulfilling that dream. So when we were younger, we had that thirst for something, and we let naysayers dampen our dreams, as my pastor says, the dream killers. No, you have it in you, and I want you to understand that you are the precious diamond. You are precious and created for a purpose. Again, you are precious and created for a purpose. So take that today and act upon it today.
Yeah. Like I said, I got that from the first minute of our conversation, and that was very good. For an affirmation, all you have to do is say that, and then you'll start to believe it, even if it's you don't believe it when you first start saying it. But after, that's what affirmations do. You should keep saying it until you believe it, and that you are precious. We're all precious, right? Awesome. Great. So do you, you mentioned very quickly your website. Do you want to repeat it again?
Yeah. It's Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E, middle initial M, Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. So MarleneMBryan.com, MarleneMBryan.com. And you will be able to link to me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of that good stuff. And I do have a giveaway for you, by the way.
Okay.
So the first two people who send me an email at Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E, at MarleneMBryan.com. That's Marlene at MarleneMBryan.com. The first two people who send me email just telling me what their purpose is. Then I will be able to mail to you a copy of my book, Live a Diamond Life, A Life of Purpose.
That's beautiful. That's great. I love that. And that's a book that, everyone should get, even if you, because understanding your diamond cutters is like the first part of it. I mean, that is refining the diamond is the most important part of it. So, Marlene is going to be helping you to find your purpose so that when you get to 80 and you're doing your rocking chair test, when it's too late, it's not the time to do it. The time to do it is now, regardless of where you are in your life. Like she said in the very beginning, where you are, wherever you are in your life, you can start right now and, make a difference, live the life that God intended you to live. And so, send her an email, jump in it right away so that you can be the first two. And if not, I'm sure that it's on Kindle, right, Marlene?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you can also hook up on Amazon and download it from Kindle. All right, So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast today. Be sure to tune in next week when we start a new series on real estate investments, funding, fixing, and flipping. A lot of times when we have a purpose, then we also need to fund that purpose. And one of the ways God is funding my purpose is for me to be a real estate investor. So I am sharing some of my knowledge with you with my teacher from the Rich Dad Coaching, Trevor Evans. We are going to be coming on every couple of weeks and teaching you some of the ways to make some money investing in real estate so that you can definitely fund your purpose. Now, if you subscribe, rate, and review my iTunes podcast and email me at info@myhelps.us, I will also send you a free gift. And my gift is the Mindset Shift Focus Wheel. It is a workbook on how to shift a fixed mindset into a growth mindset. Just like understanding the four C's of a diamond, you also have to understand your mindset. Because if you go around saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have enough skills, I was born poor, I live in a poor country, or whatever your excuses is, it's because you have a fixed mindset. And you've got to learn how to shift that into a growth mindset. So subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on iTunes. Look for the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna, and I will send you this gift free of charge. Marlene, it's been an absolutely pleasure talking with you. Like I said, this was new information for me as far as diamonds, and I embrace it wholeheartedly because I see the power of that mindset, understanding that we're precious, understanding that we're like diamonds, understanding that pressure is meant to turn us into a diamond and not to crush us. So thanks again for being on the show. Any last words for our audience?
No. Well, I just want to say it's been an honor sharing with you, and I look forward to your growth and your empowerment of so many people, because I see the power in your show. And yes, please rate her well. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Marlene. All right. So until next time, namaste.